Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriao's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriao.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine.
Oh, yeah.
They were talking sports medicine at the break, and I kind of felt a little excluded from that conversation.
You know, which...
Why?
Perfect timing.
Why do you feel excluded?
This is perfect timing.
Because it was like menisci and...
chronic ACL.
Chronic ACL. I don't even know what a chronic ACL is.
It means she tore it a long time ago. It's never been fixed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Soriao, Ballard, Mayer, Blumenthal, Sod's on the other side of the glass. We have a full house today. If you're watching on Facebook, welcome. If you're listening on the radio, welcome. If you are listening any other way, welcome. We have a lot to get to today. So I lately have a call to action. And we're going to try to carry this discussion out for the entire 2 hours, or what's left of the 2 hours.
Please set this up, Doc.
I will set this up. So there's not much sports to watch. So the networks are coming up with these lists. The top worst soccer plays. We saw that yesterday. It was kind of funny.
Top worst soccer plays?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't know how else to describe it. Like an own goal by the goalkeeper and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Best of the worst.
Best of the worst. Yeah, maybe that's it. Well, anyway, so ESPN, just to be irritating.
Just to get something to talk about.
Yeah.
I think is why they did it. My thoughts.
After you set that up, can I read the thread of text that we had this week about that? About what you're just about to set up? I've got the thread of our texts.
Our texts?
Yes. Ours.
Oh, yeah. So this kind of happened, I guess, a few days ago. Saad, you remember the ESPN top 100 basketball, top 64 basketball players? And they did it in order. They did it in order.
Right.
And I'm going to paraphrase because I can't really remember all 10 of them, but there was no debate that Michael Jordan's number one.
Right.
So, and that's actually monumental in and of itself, because there was talk over the last 4 or 5 years about, well, who's the best player of all time?
Right.
In my mind, it's always been MJ, but now that The Last Dance has come out, there's no debate MJ's number one.
Some of those highlights I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
How gravity-defying, just unbelievable highlights.
Well, and I was telling my kids, there were highlights of MJ that I have never since seen reproduced.
No.
So, not by any other player. Right. Not by any other player. There was one, now I'm getting derailed. There was one where he went up to block the shot with his left arm, missed the ball, turned in midair, and blocked it with his right arm. Never saw another human do that ever in my life.
Yeah.
So derailing is contagious. It sounds like it is.
It is this morning. Yeah. So anyway, so
kind of like coronavirus.
So the call to action. The call to action.
Yeah.
Number 2 on that list, ESPN had LeBron. Number 9 on that list, they had Kobe. Mm-hmm. And I passed along a thread to our group. I said those should be flipped.
So. This was the threat.
I don't think he said you said
I said there's no way LeBron's ahead of Kobe. That's what I said. So it could have been 4 and 5 or 5 and 6.
Your memories are all failing.
Go to the tape.
T.O., how is LeBron ahead of Kobe?
That's what I just said.
Correct. B.B. Bird was better than Kobe.
No. I said how is Bird ahead of Kobe?
Yeah. No, I'm reading this. You can make this up, but I've got this.
Okay, we'll put it this way. This is what I
Bird,
meant to say.
This is your text, Brad.
He's going to the
table. Bird was better than Kobe, ?
Yeah, that's a question.
Like, I answered T.O.'s question about LeBron ahead of Kobe. I said, more NBA finals with less. And you said,
question mark.
And I didn't know what that meant. Brad says, why are you saying question mark? Scott is right. You come back, I don't understand Scott's text. Then, we must save for Saturday. But Brad said, LeBron has made it to more finals with less help than Kobe, which was the correct interpretation of what I said. What, T.O.? Kobe is a much better player
than
LeBron.
That was an abbreviation for what, WTF.
Right, right. Right.
Kobe, a much better player than LeBron, 5 versus 3, which is championships, than Brad. Kobe may
How
be
much longer
a better
is this gonna
one-on-one.
Go?
We got 2 hours. Kobe may be a better one-on-one player, but Kobe had Shaq, another top 10 player in NBA history. No other player had that except Kobe. Then Brad said, and Magic, my bad. And then T.O., save for radio, you're an idiot.
Yeah,
then there's an emoji or a meme. I don't know what it is.
So,
emoji, meme, whatever.
Fast forward.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Fast forward.
So there we are.
The point is, amongst ourselves, and I don't know where Mayer was on this thread.
I was busy, and the phone was blowing
was working.
Up. I was
This isn't the middle of a work day.
I know, the phone was blowing up.
This was obviously an important thread. I don't know why he wasn't getting to us in the middle of clinic and seeing patients.
So the point was, is LeBron better than Kobe, or is Kobe better than LeBron? And that was it. And I was surprised by the fact that it was such a big disparity, 2 versus 9. And look, it could have been closer. It could have been 4 versus 5. It could have been 5 versus 6. But in my mind, I thought Kobe was a better player than LeBron. And I started a storm of some talk amongst ourselves. And so I thought, you know what? Let the listeners decide.
Yes.
Let the listeners decide. And so the call to action today, if you can do this via Facebook, you can do it via text. You can call in if you want to call in. And the text machine number is 21000, and you might just put the word LeBron.
Okay, or where are you on this? Because you know where we are.
Let's define
where are you
the question. No, we need to define the question. No,
right.
You're making this complicated.
I'm not making this
There's
complicated.
There's a top 10 list. Is Kobe ahead of LeBron, or is LeBron ahead of Kobe? It's that simple.
LeBron is still playing. This guy's career's not even done yet.
That's my point. That's exactly my point. When LeBron's career's over, then let's have the discussion. But for right now, Kobe's ahead of LeBron.
Why?
No.
What do you
Thank you.
Why?
God, no. Hold on. Be prepared to defend yourself.
Okay, be prepared. This is the eyeball test. We've all seen all these players play live. I still think LeBron is 1B.
What are you looking at?
He's an easy.
Dude, what do you mean? What are you looking at?
Look, he's a beast. I get it. He's an absolute beast.
But when he's on the court.
But it's a one-dimensional beast. It is, I'm driving to the basket, get out of my way.
One-dimensional beast? Are you kidding me?
Dude? Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
I'm a Ballard. This guy's not.
Dude, look. Put Kobe or LeBron. If you call in, be prepared to defend yourself.
No.
I'm just telling you.
We're just getting a random survey.
Yeah. But if it's backed by what you just said, that LeBron is just, you know.
Well, it's funny that Scott brought up the eyeball test, because that's exactly what I was looking at. It was the optics. If you see Kobe play, and if you see his highlights, and if you look at LeBron play, and you look at his highlights, I think Kobe's a better basketball player. It's that simple.
Is it? So it's based on highlights?
On how they look.
So wait, which actually brings up another subject. You know, we're probably losing listeners right and left here, but.
Cassandra said Kobe ahead of LeBron. We got our first.
I'm not going to discount the number of rings and the number of finals and all that and stats. I'm not going to discount that.
Mm-hmm.
But we should use the same parameters we use for MJ.
Mm-hmm.
MJ did things on the court that we have not seen another human do.
Okay.
Even if MJ was a Barkley and the best player to never win a championship,
mm-hmm.
you're still going to put MJ at the top of the pyramid just because of what he can do on the court.
Oh.
That is what.
No. Flag on the play. Where's the flag?
His flag's right here.
Yeah,
you're telling me that MJ is where he is because he has 6 championships?
That's part of what makes him part of it.
That's a large part of it.
I'm telling you MJ is where he is because he's the best basketball player.
No one talks about
played.
Marino.
So you're telling me if he would have never won a championship, you'd have still put him 1?
Have you seen his highlights? Yes,
we're,
I would.
Okay, we gotta have. Yeah. A
you know, we need.
We gotta have. A
Iverson had great highlights
because I've seen phenomenal highlights from guys who.
No. They might have one. They might have one phenomenal highlight. I'm talking about a career full of highlights.
Dude, one of my favorite players is Vince Carter. That guy's got a million highlights, but he's not on the top 10 list.
What is James Harden going to play out when this guy...
James Harden came in at like 59 or something.
If Harden never wins a championship, all the scoring titles, MVPs, you know, patents his step back moves and all this.
Great question.
Doc, but I will say, by your logic, you're kind of defending LeBron over Kobe because... Kobe did nothing that we've and I love Kobe Bryant, but
that we didn't see
because he's a Michael Jordan clone. So
which is why he's not number one.
Right. But LeBron has done a lot more that we've never seen because Kobe did everything that MJ did, but not as great.
Wait.
But he cloned him.
Let me interrupt you. First of all, I agree with you because even MJ said that Kobe is a little me. Kobe just copied me.
I get that.
Which is why Kobe's not the GOAT. Mm-hmm. What has LeBron done that we've never seen before other than drive to the basket like a freight train?
He went to like nine straight NBA Finals.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Nine straight NBA Finals.
And how many did he win?
Look at his body of work, assists, rebounds.
I mean, you asked what he's done that we haven't seen before. I don't think we've seen that from anybody.
All right, great question here.
Rebounds and scoring?
Ask that question, Brad.
Someone asked, who would win on a one-on-one match, Kobe versus LeBron? I think Kobe would win because I think he's a better one-on-one player. As a matter of fact, I think Kobe, for a large part of his career, was a ball hog.
I'm dropping the mic on that one. You made my point. He's a better basketball player. That's all I'm saying.
One-on-one player.
Yeah, he's a better basketball player.
Define
you know
basketball
what we need,
player.
We need some NBA. We need some
basketball. There's five people on the court.
Yeah.
Five people on the court.
Yeah.
To me, look, when you talk about basketball, I'm playing with four other people. LeBron is a better team player than Kobe.
I mean, that's like asking an NFL quarterback, is Aaron Rodgers going to outthrow Tom Brady? Yeah, he's got a stronger arm. He's going to put it in the. He's going to look better on a one-on-one throwing drill. But Tom Brady is the GOAT.
I love the quote in The Last Dance, Charles Barkley's quote when they were playing in the finals, and so they weren't prepared for the first game. Bulls beat them. Barkley said, second game, I had my best game, I played as well as I could play, and MJ was better.
Dude.
He goes, I'd never felt on a court that I wasn't the best player until I played MJ.
I saw the quote, and that's why there's no debate on the top. But I wonder if there's. I wonder what he would have said. This would be cool, and I would like to see what NBA players list looks like.
Oh,
because
man,
they're
phenomenal.
The ones that go up against these guys.
Oh yeah, that'd be phenomenal.
There's also such a generational bias though, because I mean, I never saw MJ play, and so I didn't even before this documentary, I didn't even know. Like I always said, Michael Jordan was the greatest because everyone said he was the greatest. Now I believe it, but I mean, I only said it because people said guys like Luka, who we talked to, they only looked. He says LeBron was his idol because that's who he grew up on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you that there's a generational thing, and this is why I'm kind of throwing it out to the people who other people, you know, instead of just four of us, and I'm one versus three on this. All I'm saying is that the gap between 2 and 9 was huge.
Yes,
and it should have been reversed. It should not maybe not Kobe 2 and LeBron 9. No, but I do believe this is just a surrealism that Kobe was a better basketball player than LeBron is. Period. And Mayer's point is valid. Wait till the career's over, then we have this discussion. Excellent point.
I think if he stopped playing right now, I still got LeBron over Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
What, 5 rings versus 3? Are you kidding?
Dude, he had Shaquille. Okay, but let's base this off of the list.
We're never going to end this.
That's the whole point. But let's base this off of the list that they have. Shaq is number 10. Kobe was number 9. The only other person who had a person on the top 10 of all time on their team was Magic on there, who had Kareem. So, dude, he was not the man on the team.
You know what
like
I think?
Shaq, LeBron has never had a top 10, a top 20 all-time great.
I think our definition is just off or different. Your definition and my definition are different. I'm talking about the eye test.
You're making a new list then.
Can this guy play basketball? Is this the greatest basketball player of all time? And when it comes to Michael, we all agree. Yep, he's the greatest because we see what he's done. We see the moves. We see the fact that he can do it on the offense and the defense. Did he not win Defensive Player of the Year?
Yeah.
They changed the rules because of Michael. Yeah. The handshake thing because he used the handshake.
Right.
And yet, right, he won defensive. Yes.
So my – and it's really early in the morning for me to make a good case because – got a lot of things going. But if you apply the optics of a top basketball player, then in my mind, Kobe's a better basketball player than LeBron. And then we'll just leave it at that for now. Let everybody chime in. When we come back, we have some real sports medicine to talk about.
Call and text, by the way, because I don't know for the text number and all that stuff.
I gave out the text number, but I'm not seeing texts. Are you?
No, I can't see text.
Yeah, so 21,000 is the text machine number. Start off with the four letters ESPN. Just put in two words, either LeBron or Kobe. I'm just curious. This is our call to action this morning. Plus your questions and your comments. We have a lot to get to today on this cool, rainy Saturday morning in North Texas. This is Inside Sports Medicine coming right back.